Max Klesman inbounds to Hepburn between the circles. High screen wall. Hepburn moves to his left, throws to Klesman top of the circle, rotates to Crowell on the right wing. Akpara begging Crowell to take that shot. Here's Klesman, baseline right of the penetration, runs it back out to Hepburn at the top of the circle. Dribble drive left of the lane, kick out to Asijan, drives the paint, up right hand, good. Connor Asijan with four, 20-12 Ohio State, 8:45 left of the half. See if that gets the Badgers going here. There's Thornton out front, working on screens from Suing and Akpara. Works off another Akpara screen to his left. Left of the lane is Thornton. Hands off Sensabaugh. Runs into Hepburn. And a block is called on Chucky Hepburn. And that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The first foul on Hepburn, the first foul on a Badger. Akpara left elbow, hands off to McNeil. He's at the left elbow, covered up by Asijan. A toss out to Sensible. 8:23 left in the half, 20-12 Ohio State. Sensible left in the lane, pulls, pops, kissed it off the window for two. First points for Bryce Sensible. 22-12 Ohio State, 8:14 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell leads it for Wall off the right elbow. Thornton just chasing Chucky Hepburn all over Chicago right now. Here's Stephen Crowell, mid-post left, going down, nothing called. Crowell goes right hand, short-armed it, missed it. Rebound to Bryce Thornton. No foul, no flop, and up the floor comes Thornton for Ohio State. 7:50 left in the first half, 22-12 Ohio State. Here's Thornton on the dribble against Chucky Hepburn. Thornton with a throw to McNeil at the top. McNeil matched up with Connor Asijan. McNeil wants to take him on, and now a foul called on Connor. Touched him up at the top as we have the under eight. Media timeout. Shooting struggles continue for the Badgers. They're just 4 of 13. Meanwhile, Ohio State is 10 of its first 18. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:35 left in the first half. Ohio State 22, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. 28 tonight, under cloudy skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 36 tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Overcast, tomorrow night, snow likely, 25. 3 to 5 inches of snow, tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Put Your Trust in a Bank has been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 22-12, Ohio State leads Wisconsin. 7:35 left in the first half as we play on here at the United Center. Sets the ball, bounces to Felix Akpar, top of the circle, angles right, gives off to Sean McNeil. He's against Connor Esiejan. McNeil will take the three as he got Esiejan stumbling, and Sean McNeil just hit his second triple. 25-12, Ohio State, 7:13 left in the first half. Burn hands off to Max Klesman. Matthews just 4-13 from the field as Klesman throws one away. Stolen by Thornton, drives the lane, layup good. And Greg Gard needs a timeout as this has blown up on Wisconsin here in the first half. And Greg Gard just trying to stop the bleeding now. 7:01 left to the break. It's 27-12. Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
It's been a while since I've seen any opponent be this much more physical than Wisconsin for this long of a stretch.
Yeah, they're just tenacious, period. I mean, they're just getting after it.
They
really are. And they are catching Wisconsin with the lazy passes here, too. I mean, just call it what it is. They're just soft, Charmin soft passes, and Ohio State jumping all over it.
And by now, the Badgers should be well aware of the game that they're in.
Yep.
And this is a physical game. If you don't match it, we brought this up earlier, they're going to blow you right out of here.
Yeah, they're kind of threatening to do that now. Let's see what kind of answer the Badgers have. Isaac Lindsay in the game now for Wisconsin, out there with Davis, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell. Let's see if the Badgers can get this thing straightened out. 7:01 left in the half, 27-12. Ohio State leading Wisconsin. Roddy Gale picks up Hepburn in the backcourt. Chucky brings it across along the left sideline. Throws to Isaac Lindsay off the high screen from Wall. Lindsay throws to Hepburn. Goes into Wall. Right of the lane against McNeil. Wall trying to back. Right block is Wall. Down goes McNeil. Nothing called. Wall gets the bucket. They will play on.
It looked like a flop to me.
But it wasn't, so they play on. So I guess they decided they're not going to have flops anymore. 27-14, Ohio State. Wisconsin needs to just concentrate on making some buckets here. There's Bruce Thornton getting some stops. Thornton left of the circle. Thornton the right-hand dribble. Put in on Chucky. Thornton in the lane. Off the right block. Turns. Goes up and in. Off the glass. Bruce Thornton. In his physical nature, he has 10, 29-14, Ohio State, 6:10 left of the first half. Isaac Lindsay between the circles, throwing to Stephen Crowell, right wheel. One dribble, goes the dribble, hands off to Lindsay. Isaac at the top of the circle against McNeil. Shot clock at 10, here's Tepper off the left wing. Trying to curl in the lane, hooks a pass to Crowell. Left block, turns up right hand, good. Crowell with 6, 29-16, Ohio State, 5 left in the half. Bruce Thornton sets the floor for the Buckeyes. He has 10 points on 5 of 6 shooting. McNeil has 10 points, making all 4 of his shots. He has the ball right now. Thornton against Isaac Lindsay, feeding Sensible on the right wing. Sensible drives on Davis in the lane, lobs it inside, it goes off the glass and into the hands of Tyler Wall. They were trying to get Roddy Gale. Here's Wall up the left sideline. Turns away from Gale. Wall left the lane. Wheels up along the right, goes up and missed everything off the glass, and it comes down to Sensible. 5:08 left in the half. 29-16, Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Bruce Thornton pounding the dribble at the center circle. Sets the floor for the Buckeyes. Throwing to McNeil. Sean McNeil on the right wing. Bounce pass for Sensible. Deflected by Jordan Davis out of bounds. Ohio State keeps it. It's just as suing. We'll come back in for Sensible. 11 on the shot clock. 4:53 left in the half. 29-16, Ohio State. Suing will be inbounding. Front court. Sideline right, right in front of the Wisconsin bench. Suing gets it into Thornton between the circles. Thornton with 8 to shoot. Thornton left-hand dribble. Coverage from Tyler Wall. Make that from Stephen Crowell. As Thornton's back and drills a 3 over Crowell. 32-16, Ohio State with 4:38 left in the half. Gale bothering Hepburn in the backcourt, and Gale bothering him too much. Contact made, and the foul is called on Roddy Gale.
I thought from the very beginning it was Sue and Thornton set the tempo for this game, don't you?
Absolutely. 16 fouls now against the Buckeyes. 4:35 left in the half. A 16-point lead for Ohio State. Isaac Lindsay at the top of the circle. Turns to Hepburn against Gale. Throws to Wall. Tyler right of the lane against Suing. Wall trying to back to the right block. Wall still backing. Turns one pump. Goes up. Missed badly. Jordan Davis weak side with the putback from low on the left. 32-18 Ohio State with 4:10 left in the first half. We're seeing Tyler Wall a little too amped up. We're seeing him work himself inside and then miss badly inside. See if he can exhale and just get himself back into the flow of the game. Here's Thornton out front. Finds Suing on the dribble against Wall. Pushed off and got caught. Offensive foul just to Suing as he pushed off on Tyler Wall. And we have a break in the action at the under four timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And college sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin UP and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance Broadcast Table, 3:55 left in the first half. Ohio State 32, Wisconsin 18. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchants, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Quick check of the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Of course, this is the first Big Ten tournament game going on in front of us right now. But big news in college basketball. Not so much that Syracuse lost to Wake Forest today, but the 47-year run, it's over for Jim Boeheim after 47 years and 1,015 wins. As he steps away from the head coaching position, Adrian Autry takes over the Orange.
You think about what this Forest lost over the last year and a half with Krzyzewski. With Jay Wright.
Yeah, Roy Williams a couple years
Roy
ago.
Roy Williams, yeah. Some quality Hall of Fame coaches.
Thousands of wins there. 32-18, Ohio State leads Wisconsin with 3:50 left in the first half as Chucky Hepburn brings it up the floor, throws to Jordan Davis, feeds Wall, bounces Crowell. Down right of the lane against Felix Okpara. See if Stevie can go to work. Starts to bat. Trying to turn to the block. Okpara trying to hang tough. Still on the dribble as Crowell turns up right hand. Off the glass and rolls off the rim. No good. Just pursuing the rebound. Andrews are trying to get it inside, but just unsuccessful doing much of anything with any consistency here in this first half. 3:22 left in it. Thornton outside right. On par of the screen. Thornton at the top of the circle. These are pursuing outside right. Suing off the ball screen from Okpara. Suing against Wall. Suing in the lane. One pump. Pivots again. Lean. Shoots. Rattles out. No good. Wall the rebound. 3:05 left in the half. 32-18 Ohio State. Tyler Wall, top of the circle, feeds Hepburn high on the left. Chucky against Gale. Chucky baseline left, out to Jordan Davis, tries a three, left of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound Gale for Ohio State. 2:50 left in the half, 32-18, the Buckeyes. Seagin and Klusman will check in next whistle for Wisconsin. Swing throwing to McNeil, high on the right. Sends it through Bryce Thornton, to Bruce Thornton, I should say. Thornton lost his balance, lost the ball, picked up by Lindsey. Turnover, Ohio State. Isaac Lindsey along the left sideline and tried to shovel it into Crowell, but it's kicked out of bounds by Sean McNeil of Ohio State.
Besides shooting 70%, the Buckeyes have contested everything on defense.
Yep.
Wow.
Davis and Lindsey out. Seagin and Klusman in. 2:29 left in the half. 32-18. The Buckeyes. Inbounds pass. Wall top of the circle. Now Chucky Hepburn to the left wing. Chucky drives off the wing. In the lane. Tried to slip it to Tyler Wall. Got there. Bobbled it. Lost it. Still loose. Diving on the floor. Klusman. Diving on the floor. Gale. Gale trying to come out of the scrum. Reaching in is Klusman. And finally they get a held ball. Arrow Ohio State.
Pretty symbolic of this half.
Mm-hmm. Talk about letting them play. That went on for a while, and no one could handle it. 2:14 left in the first half. Buckeyes in control. Bryce sets the ball back in for Sean McNeil. Buckeyes 4 of 6 from the three-point line. They don't spend a lot of time shooting threes. Matter of fact, only Indiana in the Big Ten has a fewer percentage of their shots outside the arc than Ohio State. Buckeyes knocking them down. They're making them inside the arc as well as outside. Bruce Thornton to the front court. 32-18, the Buckeyes. Coming up on 2:05 left of the first half. Suing throws to Akpara top of the circle. Rotates to Gale. Fakes right. Moves left. Got fouled by Asichin. That's two on Connor. Just a third team foul against Wisconsin, so guard will get Asichin out of there and get Isaac Lindsey in, likely for the final 2 minutes of this first half. Bryce Sensabaugh will inbound for the Buckeyes, front court sideline left.
Nobody would feel good with Sensabaugh with only 2 points, but everybody else has picked it up.
Yeah, Thornton has 13, McNeil has 10. Thornton throwing to Sensabaugh, outside right. Thornton puts it on the deck. Against now Chucky Hepburn, Sensabaugh rocking the dribble out front, pounded by Hepburn, five to shoot. Thornton up top, angles right, feeds Suing, and a jumper away, no, but a foul, as that was Tyler Wall who got Suing, and a three-shot foul as Suing will go to the line.
Well, the frustration just builds. It's been so tough for Wisconsin to get any type of stop, and then when you do, you foul the shooter.
With the shot clock about to expire, you mentioned how hot Ohio State has been at the line. Suing has made his last 19 foul shots over the last six games, and the left-hander is good for the first free throw here. 33-18, Ohio State, a minute 41 left in the first half. Second free throw coming up for the senior. And that's good. One more coming. These are the first foul shots of the game for Ohio State. Gilmore comes in for Tyler Wall. As Wall picks up his first foul. Suing 2 for 2, trying to make it 3 for 3 here. Free throw is on the way, and that's in and out, no good. The streak ends at 21. Rebound to Max Klusman. 34-18, Ohio State, 1:35 left in the half. Max Klusman up top, angles to his left, throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell kills the dribble. He's up for Klusman on the left wing. Bounce pass Crowell, left of the lane against Akpara. Shot clock at 10. Crowell backing on Akpara. Left shoulder turn. Leans in. Shot blocked. Looked like Sensabaugh got a hand in there, and he comes up with it. Bryce Sensabaugh for Ohio State with a minute 10 left in the half. Well, the Buckeyes not exactly known for their defensive prowess this season, but it has been razor sharp here tonight, at least in the first half. Sensabaugh on the right side. Right of the lane. Now the short jumper away is good for Sensabaugh. And it's 36-18 Ohio State with 50 seconds left in the half. Hepburn left sideline of the front court. High screen from Crowell. Chucky up top. Bounce pass Crowell. Back to Hepburn. Open three. Left side. Back rim. No good. They just can't buy one. Rebound to Sensabaugh. Badgers 0 for 6 from the arc and 7 of 22 overall. 30 seconds left in the half, and now Chris Holtman will take the use it or lose it timeout with 29.3 left in the half and 20 on the shot clock. 36-18, Ohio State leads Wisconsin.
So this is a reverse of what we saw earlier in Columbus, where the Badgers led by 16 at halftime, extended it to 18 early in the second half. Buckeyes made a rally. It's to be seen if the Badgers can rally here today.
See if they can get a little something to feel good about in these final 29 seconds. The Buckeyes have made 10 of the last 11 shots. Meanwhile, the Badgers are on one of those droughts, which they have dealt with numerous times this season. So 29.3 seconds left in the first half, 20 on the shot clock for the Buckeyes. Ohio State 15 of 21 from the floor, 4 of 6 from the arc, and also a plus 7 on the glass. Badgers have Wall back in there, along with Gilmore, Klesmet, Lindsey, and Hepburn. Just a Suing, front court sideline, left full inbound. Suing flips it into Bruce Thornton. He's had a big first half of the Buckeyes. Thornton patiently pounds the dribble at the edge of the center circle. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 19. Thornton ready to go to work. High screen Akpara. Thornton on the right side. Gilmore gets him on a switch. Thornton throws it out to Sensabaugh with two to shoot. Long three. Sensabaugh missed it short. Rebound Lindsey. 6 seconds left in the half. Lindsey pushing with four. Lindsey with three. Three in the air. Isaac Lindsey. It's off the back rim. No good. And the first half has come to an end. And the Badgers have a lot of work to do with a lot on the line here in Chicago. It's been all Ohio State here so far tonight. Wisconsin Fan StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime in Chicago, Ohio State 36, Wisconsin 18. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Halftime at the United Center, and the Buckeyes have been all over Wisconsin here so far. Ohio State leading 36-18. Bruce Thornton with 13 points. Sean McNeil with 10. Justice Suing has 7. 4 points for Bryce Sensabaugh and 2 for Roddy Gale Jr. Wisconsin led by Stephen Crowell. He has 6. Connor Esegian has 4. 2 apiece for Jordan Davis, Carter Gilmore, and Tyler Wall. 1 for Max Klesmet and 1 for Chucky Hepburn. At the half, Ohio State 36, Wisconsin 18. Mike returns with the SBA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is deeply committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust. Whenever you shop at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of name-brand products every time you shop. Or give shopping online a try at mybumpertobumperstore.com. The auto parts you need, the value you expect. That's your locally owned bumper-to-bumper, keeping the motoring public on the road. Service is the difference. We get it.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. when something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Days sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the United Center in Chicago. Ohio State absolutely dominated Wisconsin in the first half, 36-18. Last week, I had a chance to visit with college basketball analyst Jim Jackson. I wanted to know what his take was on the transfer portal.
Well, it's tough because you need a lot of data to understand what worked and what doesn't. I think another year or two, we get a chance to see really what are the benefits, what's the pros and cons from it. Again, transfer, I love the ability for young men to move to a situation that may be better, maybe more conducive for them for their career. So I really do value that aspect of it. It's a lot of it. Not all of it works out, but I think young men should have a choice on what they want to do with their futures.
Do you think some guardrails are needed in terms of recruiting and how you go about recruiting, especially with name, image, likeness tied in with the portal?
Well, so the name, image, and likeness is the same thing for me. I think you need about 4 or 5 years of actual data to understand what needs to be adjusted, because right now we're still entering into new phases of what it really means to have NIL. When the thought process was to help young men and women be the benefit off of their likeness and images, but it's turned more into recruiting and money and things like that. So all of this has to be studied. You have to get the numbers and see what they say, and then I think from there make an informative decision on how you restructure maybe the system itself. The university got to deal with how do they double dip with alumni in regards to giving money to NIL, but also to the university and the sports program. They didn't anticipate that. So it's a lot of nuances to this that still have to be worked out.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Get 11% off your appliance upgrade now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. New appliances from Menards are meant to make your life easier. Upgrade your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home with new energy-efficient appliances and save 11%. Good through March 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ohio State leads Wisconsin 36-18 at halftime. I guess Jim Jackson. I asked Jim if he would like to be playing today.
The easy answer is to say yes. The real down-to-earth answer is I played when I was supposed to during that time period. You know, I would never, ever regret that part or take away from that because that was a golden era in my eyes of basketball, which allowed me to have my son and watch him play at the cusp of what we see now.
Former Buckeye was a great player. Great player, too, at Ohio State. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Deerfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Halftime with Ohio State leading Wisconsin 36-18. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. It has been all Buckeyes, 15 of 22 from the field, 4 of 7 from long range, 2 of 3 at the foul line. The Badgers just 7 of 23 from the floor, 0 of 7 from the arc, 4 of 6 at the foul line. Ohio State a plus 7 on the glass. Let's see, paint points, 16-14 in favor of Ohio State. State 10-4 bench points in favor of the Buckeyes. The Badgers actually have the second chance points edge, 5-0. It's because Ohio State hasn't missed many shots. 15 of 22 they made in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. As Bob Uecker might say, we ain't batted yet. We'll see if Wisconsin can step to the plate and do a little damage in the second half. At the break, it's Ohio State 36, Wisconsin 18. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
We get ready for the second half. Well, it's a movie we've seen with Wisconsin teams through the years. An awful first half followed by an electric second half. We only checked the first box, unfortunately. Let's see if they can check the second one by making this a game again, Mike. They got a lot of ground to cover here. 36-18, Ohio State leads. We get ready for the second half.
Well, you just have to believe, too, they need something positive at the offensive end, and maybe that fuels the way they play defense or vice versa, because nothing has gone right for them. I had a bad sense early on when Suing hit that three. It was the second basket of the game for Ohio State. And by my math, he was like 4 of his last 25 from the three-point arc, so he drained it coolly. And that was pretty much the storyline. They got what they wanted, the Buckeyes, in the first half. They made shots.
They sure did, and Wisconsin did not. You know, the Badgers were 2 of 10 in the first half of the Minnesota game and then did all the damage in the lane in the second half. They've been trying to get the ball inside. They have not been able to finish with any great regularity. 5 of 10 in layups. Buckeyes 4 out of 5. Ohio State, in a nutshell here, 1.3 points per possession. Wisconsin, 0.6. That tells you outside the score itself, that tells you about all you need to know.
I mean, we've talked about it several times during the half. Can Wisconsin match the intensity of Ohio State? They've yet to do that.
Yeah, let's see if they can now start the second half, get themselves back in the game as Tyler Wall gathers his guys out for one last little huddle before the second half begins. The Badgers will have the first possession. We'll move to our left. Greg Gard was mentioning to us post-game Minnesota, the halftime talk was short and sweet. It was more the same this time around or not. See what happens.
And the thing about it, isn't it, it's not a lack of effort from Wisconsin as much as the effort has just been accelerated by the Buckeyes.
Yeah, Ohio State's had great effort. This is a team that started 10-3 and then the wheels fell off, but they've been reattached for those home wins against Illinois and Maryland, and they, you know, showed pretty well at Michigan State, losing by 6 up in East Lansing this past weekend. But quite honestly, it's been the Ohio State team that's playing like the team on the bubble, and it's not. It's got to run a table here in Chicago. That's the only path it has to get into the NCAA tournament. So We'll see what Wisconsin can do about it. Down 36-18. Second half is underway. Tyler Wall to the front court. Wall leads it for Hepburn. Goes to Max Klesman outside right. Siege trying to run around to get loose, but can't. With the ball is Crowell, left of the lane, backing on Akbara. Crowell backing near the left block, still back, left shoulder turn, up right hand, no good. Rebound, Bryce Sensabaugh of Ohio State. Buckeyes move to our right in the second half of play. Bruce Thornton gives off to Sensabaugh, throwing to Roddy Gale, high on the left. Gale against Asiji. Gale takes him on right lane, line to the rim, layup around and out, no good. Akbara the tip, yes. First points for Felix Akbara, and the lead is 20 for Ohio State. 38-18, opening minutes, second half. Crowell left of the circle, throws to Asiji in left wing, bounce pass Klesman. He'll catch baseline left against Sensabaugh. Max turns it out to Crowell, throws it back to Klesman, left of the lane again. Sensabaugh still checking. Klesman had it poked away, got it back. Klesman in the paint. Bates flips 10 feet away. Off the rim, no good. Rebound just to Suing for Ohio State. Two paint shots, but coming up empty is Wisconsin to start the second half. For 2 minutes, or make that a minute and 15 into it. Sensabaugh outside right, throwing to Akbara at the top of the circle. A hand off to Suing, splits two defenders now at the left elbow. Operates against Tyler Wall. Suing backs, fades, flips, hits. That kind of game for Ohio State. Suing with 9, 40-18. The Buckeyes a minute and a half into the second half. Steven Crowell on the right wing, throwing to Wall. Leaves it for Hepburn at the top. Hepburn against Gale. Now it's Wall throwing to Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell a hand off to Hepburn. Leaves it for Klesman. Bounces to Crowell left of the lane. Crowell finds a siege and three in the air left side. And that is off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound Wall. Tyler lost it off his leg. It's loose. It's picked up by Gale of Ohio State. Gale on the run down the lane. Whistle. Blocking foul called on Max Klesman. And we talked about the Badgers' need for a fast start in the second half, and it's been just the opposite. 2:06 gone by, second half, 40-18, Ohio State. Jordan Davis will come in for Max Klesman.
It seems like the harder they're trying to get back into this, the worse it gets.
It's like going to quicksand right now. Inbounds pass to Thornton at the right point. Thornton on the left-hand dribble, the foul line jumper off the bounce, no good. Rebound to Sejan for Wisconsin. And now Jordan Davis brings it up for the Badgers. Jordan in there for Klesman. Go to Sejan on the left wing. Feeds Crowell top of the circle. He'll take the three left of the circle. In and out, no good. Davis a tip, no. Rebound. Tyler Wall keeps the possession alive. Wall low on the left, goes up and in. No shortage of effort there as Wall gets rewarded. 40-20, Ohio State. We're 2:40 into the second half. Thornton gives off to Sensabaugh. He's Roddy Gale. Hands off to Thornton between the circles. Thornton off the Akbara screen. Moves to his left. It's a little bump from Sensabaugh. A throw to Sensabaugh between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. Sensabaugh left foul line extended. Goes to Thornton. Sends it to Gale. Tries a three right of the circle. Back rim no good. Rebound. Run down by Sensabaugh. Second chance, Ohio State. 3:05 gone by. Second half. 20-point lead for the Buckeyes at 40-20. Bruce Thornton against Jordan Davis. Thornton up top. Works off the Akbara screen. Throws to Akbara. 12-footer in the lane. Back iron no good. Rebound Tyler Wall. Wall up the floor to Connor Asiji. Right side of the front court. He'll feed Hepburn right corner. Goes into Crowell. Right of the lane. Crowell against Akbara. Knocked away Akbara. Turnover Wisconsin as Roddy Gale comes up with it. Gale feeds Sensabaugh for three left wing. Nothing but net. Off the turnover, Sensabaugh hits the triple, 43-20, Ohio State. Timeout, Wisconsin. Next to nothing going well here for the Badgers. This will be a full timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16-17 remaining. Ohio State 43, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're
here, born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. Cloudy tonight with lows around 26. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tomorrow 38. Snow showers likely at times tomorrow night 25. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 37.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Ohio State 43, Wisconsin 20 with 16:17 remaining at the United Center.
The one thing that surprises me more than anything is that this team hasn't made any adjustments to the physicalness of Ohio State. They're not strong with the ball.
No, they're not.
By now, you should be aware of how this is a pit bull team that you're playing against.
8 turnovers for Wisconsin. Ohio State guilty of 7. With the ball is Jordan Davis trying to back on Sensabaugh. Left of the lane, feeds to Sejan. Connor, left lane line, pull up 10-footer. Off the rim and out, no good. Felix Akpara, the rebound. The Badgers continue to fire blanks. 8 of 30 from the field right now. That's Wisconsin. And 0 of 9 from the three-point line. Thornton driving left lane line, throws it up. Missed, but a foul. Thornton able to get penetration. And we'll go to the line for 2 shots. And we have the under 16 media timeout. Jordan Davis picked up that foul. That's his first. So we'll take another break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 15:51 remaining. Ohio State 43, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier dry clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 15:51 remaining at the United Center. Ohio State 43, Wisconsin 20, with Bruce Thornton going to the free throw line.
Patriots ended the first half 1 of 8 from the field. They started this half 1 of 7. And during that same span, Ohio State 13 of 19.
And Bruce Thornton makes the first free throw. And the lead now up to 24 for the Buckeyes. One more coming for Thornton, who has 14. He had 13 in the first half. Second free throw on the way, and that's straight through. 45-20, Ohio State leads Wisconsin as Chucky Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Hepburn outside left, takes a dribble at the top of the circle. Chucky now drives right lane line to the rim. Layup, no good. Rebound, Roddy Gale. He has been that kind of night for Wisconsin. Here's Sensabaugh off the left wing, steps back, mid-range jumper, good again. And it is a rout here in Chicago. 47-20, Ohio State, 15:25 remaining. See what the Badgers can try to do to somehow, some way get back into this thing. You talk about a tall order. Here's Tyler Wall, low on the left, couple of pumps, goes up and in. Wall with 6, 47-22, Ohio State. And a whistle, illegal screen in the backcourt as Hepburn was trying to put a little heat on Thornton. Suing trying to set the screen, and it was an illegal screen from Suing. That's his second foul.
Well, the positive or the good news is a great equalizer in college hoops is a three-point shot. The bad news is the Badgers got to make a few.
Yeah, it'd start with one. They're 0 for 9 right now. Carter Gilmore in for Wisconsin, along with Hepburn, Davis, Wall, and Asijan. Chucky Hepburn against Isaac Likely. A throw to Wall, top of the circle, rotates to Davis. Jordan drives off the right wing in the lane. Pull-up jump dances in for Jordan Davis. He has 4. 47-24, Ohio State. Hepburn again trying to bother Thornton in the backcourt. Chucky can be a nasty defender. They get it across. Likely throws to Suing. Fakes a three on the right wing. Puts it on the deck. Baseline right. Gilmore helping Wall. Suing curls low on the left. Throws it up and in and one. Wow, Justice Suing really has it going on tonight. He has 11 points and he'll go to the free throw line.
Well, he's had his moments this year for Ohio State. They have 30-plus points in one of their ball games.
Yeah, 33 against Texas Tech. That foul is against Tyler Wall. Chris Oldman has said recently that Suing's been playing some of his best basketball of the season. The free throw is good. He's a guy who really had no season last year, appeared in 2 games, and had to sit out the rest of the year with an abdominal injury. 50-24, Ohio State. Chucky Hepburn with a basketball against Likely, and turning is Hepburn into the lane, and he got fouled by Likely, and that's 3 on Isaac Likely.
They have really stymied Chucky Hepburn with their defense.
Yes, they have. Chucky with just 1 point, 0 of 5 from the floor. He said, I'm not giving him any room. Inbounds pass to CJ. Quick release 3. Right corner off the rim once, twice, and out. No good. Rebound kept alive on the tip of the Wall. Now it's Davis for 3, and he splashed it on the left side. Jordan Davis has 7, 50-27, Ohio State. 14-10 remaining. And Isaac Likely up the floor for the Buckeyes. Likely now picked up by Asijan on the switch. Likely in the lane. Runs it out to Suing. Fakes the 3. Suing against Wall. Left of the lane. Suing backs to the lane line. He's high on the left. Throws to Sean McNeil outside right. 6 to shoot. And a pass. McNeil goes out of bounds. He wanted to get Likely wide of the target. Out of bounds it goes to Wisconsin. Kamari McGee will come in for Chucky Hepburn. 13:49 to play. 50-27 Ohio State.
It's the first mistake McNeil has made this game. He's played extremely well.
10 points, 4 of 4 shooting from the floor. Here's Connor Asijan, turns the corner, drives the lane, pull up 6-footer, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Went off of Suing, it'll belong to Wisconsin. Suing may have taken one of the face there.
Cajun's created some pretty good looks, but he just can't make a basket.
Amari McGee, baseline right, will inbound. McGee throws it in the Wall, right of the paint. Wall against Suing. Wall off the right block, finds David. Throw the three in the air straight away. Clipped off the left side, iron, no good. And Siege of the rebound up, no, but a foul. And a foul is charged to Bruce Thornton. Connor Assijan will be at the line for two. With the Badgers down by 23 points, 13-31 remaining. Well, we have seen some wild comebacks in college basketball, and we've seen a few in the Big Ten. This would be really wild. First free throw for Assijan is good. He has five. Connor, an 87% free throw shooter, and better still away from the Kohl Center, a shade better than 90% at the foul line. 50-28, Ohio State. Second free throw good for Assijan. 50-29. The Buckeyes. Badgers again, little backcourt resistance. Thornton against McGee. Thornton on the dribble. And he'll break the midstripe. McGee trying to get into him. Edge of the center circle. Thornton on the left-hand hip-high dribble. Throws to Eugene Brown. Knocked away. Got it back against Gilmore. Brown hands off to Suing. Right corner. Suing drives off the wing. Whistle charge called. He pushed off Tyler Wall. That's three on Justice Suing. Badgers get it back. Down 21 with 13-11 to play.
Suing threw out that right arm. Made it an easy call for the official.
Three fouls on Suing, and four and a half on Ohio State. Jordan Davis throwing a Wall, left of the circle, feeds McGee on the left wing. Kamari now to Gilmore at the top. Gilmore on the dribble, leaves it for Jordan Davis. Davis in the lane, kicks to Assijan in the paint. Scoop shot, got it! Oh, a circus shot from Connor Assijan. 50-31, Ohio State. 12:47 remaining. Thornton against Kamari McGee. Thornton off the high screen from Suing. Thornton right of the circle, a hedge from Gilmore, and they'll get Carter on the foul. Not a ton there, but enough. Thornton was losing his balance. Gilmore called for the foul. That's his first and the fourth on Wisconsin.
Well, they tighten it up a little bit, because in the first half, it was pretty much anything goes on the floor, right? And in all seriousness.
Bryce Sensabaugh coming back in for the Buckeyes. And Suing will come out. 12:38 to play. 50-31, Ohio State. Sent the ball sideline right front court. Will inbound. Looking. And will float it back toward the court. 18 on the shot clock. As Thornton will walk it through the center circle. Thornton throwing to Eugene Brown. Down at the free throw line. Hands off McNeil. Left elbow. Throws to Thornton. Deep three. Left wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tacked him likely to McNeil. Another chance for Ohio State. 12:20 to play. 19-point lead for the Buckeyes. It was 27 points not long ago. Thornton right of the circle. Wall gets him on a switch. Shot clock at 7. Thornton lowers the shoulder. Runs it up. Wide of the mark. No good. Rebound. Tap the Wall. Tyler on the push. Front court feeds McGee. Down the lane. Pushed it up. And in off the glass. Here comes Wisconsin. 50-33. Ohio State. 11:55 remaining. Bruce Thornton brings it across as the Badger fans for the first time tonight have a little something to be encouraged by. Timeout Chris Holtman. And this will be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take a break. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 11:49 remaining. Ohio State 50, Wisconsin 33. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What was a 27-point lead for Ohio State is down to 17. 11:49 remaining. 50-33. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. Before we move on, it's plus 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Overall, Badgers on a 9-point run. Ohio State has not scored over the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
In that run, Connor Seagen with a couple of free throws and a basket. Jordan Davis with a triple, and McGee, Kamari McGee with a layup. And the strength of that was he didn't foul. He looked like he might be
a charge waiting to happen.
Yes. But he pulled up just enough to make the basket. I didn't think I'd sit here today and say, well, if only the Badgers can get it under 20, but they have.